crank up the pit bull, Moisture King, because the party's going on in the bluegrass.
Well, you're at Keeneland. For everybody, he's in Lexington, the site of his favorite basketball school, Kentucky.
Yeah, day two or three, having a ball. Hey, Bill, I wanted to play along on the show here. First off, looks like Megan Berry's only going to get 10 trees, huh?
Is that right? I haven't got the update. Nobody will respond to me.
Yeah, it all hit the fan with Riley, the mayor over there, I guess now, wherever he is. And the NFL was wanting, I think, of course, all of them, and it looks like they're only going to get 10. And they're going to donate 200. Maybe Megan Berry can get 200 of those donated trees down there in Berry Hill. But it looks like 10 of those cherry trees are DOA.
Yeah, Megan needs coverage so she can get with her cop boyfriend guy, right? Is that that's what we're talking about? Yeah.
Megan Berry, the gift that keeps on giving. Google it, people out there in Radio Land.
Correct.
Megan Berry. Hey, she made Fox News, Bill. That's not a local story. She made Fox News.
Did it get out nationally? I didn't know that.
Towards the end, there. Remember, she tried to ride it out for about a week, 10 days.
Right.
She didn't go quietly, and it finally hit Fox News towards the end there, and I think that's probably what pushed her out. You know, when hit CNN or MSNBC, but we won't go down that path. Hey, Bill, first off, I want to talk about the playoff real quick. I was looking at ESPN over the top of our break.
Yeah.
And, you know, we argue about this all the time. I just tell you I like you and all that, but I think you're dead wrong on the 14 playoff.
Yeah.
But I'm an 18 playoff guy.
Right.
And, you know, I've been thinking about that argument that you had with Griff or Griff impugning or those, you know, those ADs, Georgia Tech and Strickland.
Correct.
You know what, Bill? Next year, somebody else is going to be griping again. Whoever's number five is going to be griping every year. It's Griff this year. Who knows who it'll be next year, but it'll be somebody. We're going to go through this every year till they get to eight teams.
Well, I do think, against my wishes, I've been saying from the beginning, they're not going to stop at four. I don't think we're going to get to the end of this 12-year contract. The original contract is 12 years without them expanding at some point. So you're going to get – I don't know if they're going to give you eight immediately, but you're going to get expansion.
Who came up with the idea to have five major conferences in a 14 playoff? Was that some of Bernie's people?
I don't know if that was breadline Bernie or not. Probably was, but you got to remember, it's rigged. I mean, you're not going to get in if you're non-P5.
Right, right. I guess what I'm saying here is that, you know, Griff's all wallowing in it, but I just think we're doomed to repeat this till they fix the system. Let's have your five major conference champions and three wild cards and get it on.
Well, the best way for you to get what you want and for me to not get what I want would be another 2011 where you've got like an LSU-Alabama repeat or of some sort. That will send the country into a third-grade temper tantrum, tizzy, and they will decide at that point we need to expand.
Okay, Bill, let's look at it like this. Who's the worst Power 5 conference?
I'd say the Pac-12.
Okay. Who's got the number one market for college football? I'm taking New York out of it. Who's got the most TVs?
Big Ten.
Aetna, L.A. L.A.'s the second biggest, largest media market, Bill. You can't lock the second largest media market out of the playoff.
Well, I thought you meant as a region. You're talking about
I'm talking about right now. The Pac-12 has been out, the last 2 years Pac-12's missed? I think last three or something crazy like that.
Originally, they got in Oregon early on, and then they got in Washington.
Yeah, and for our Big Ten homies, you get a Big Ten caller, too. They've missed the last 2 years for all their huffing and puffing.
Right.
But I'm just talking about how can you freeze out the West Coast media markets? San Francisco, Seattle, mainly L.A. You know how many people live out there in California, Bill? That just doesn't make common sense to me.
Well, but those media markets don't give a rip about college football.
Yeah.
You know that. You ever watch the Pac-12 championship game? There aren't six people there.
Well, it comes from shopping at the ACC championship.
Right, well.
But I'm with you. I'm just saying you can't shut out the West Coast. I mean, it just doesn't make much sense. Ask any TV producer, go down there to Sony down there on Music Row, where they, you know, somebody committed murder down there on Music Row, but ask them if they need LA out there at Sony World Headquarters.
Look, when Breadline Bernie gets elected, he's going to fix it, and the West Coast will be included, okay? just be patient.
Hey, Bill, I was going to tell you how we were going to bust up Alabama and Georgia, but I've used most of my time on this, so I'm going to leave you with one last thing. I was talking to a local up here, and I got a new recommendation for you.
Okay.
Old Forester Bourbon. I never heard of it. It's served at Churchill Downs. They serve two bourbons at Churchill Downs, Woodford Reserve and Old Forester. I like the 86 proof and drink it neat. There's your Cosby Cattleman tip of the day. Just watch out for those cherry trees and stay away from those grass flies. See you, Bill.
See you. Old Forester. Crazy Charlie, have you ever had Old Forester?